Young Fidelia Knight spies a soon-to-be-opened bookstore in Bourke Street and sees, for the first time, the man who will change her life, and she his. She peered through the window again. There he was, distracted. He looked like a kind man, despite his harassed expression. She could tell from his face that he had a good heart and a sympathetic disposition. Funny how you could tell that about people just by looking at them. Their goodness or badness was always in their eyes. It could not be disguised. Presently, another man appeared, a large, surly sod with a moustache like a besom broom. Quite the cankerdoodle. He was gesticulating wildly at the first man, who, Fidelia realised, was subordinate to him. Maybe this was Billings. He appeared to be in none too good a mood. Why was he agitated? She put her ear to the glass to try to catch his words. "We have to make people want to buy. What have I hired you for if you can't even imagine a simple display? Now get on with it. Just 14 days we have until the opening. Mind, a fortnight." Mr. Moustache turned on his heel and disappeared into the bowels of the shop. A fortnight. The first man didn't respond. Instead, he stood dumbstruck, stared at his feet. His shoulders sagged, a look of defeat like Napoleon at Waterloo. He looked up slowly and caught Fidelia's eye. She didn't flinch, but held his gaze until his brow relaxed and his face softened to a meek smile. He spread the fingers on his right hand and waved a peculiar wave level with his face. She mirrored him and his smile widened. He raised his left hand and with both hands made a quizzical gesture, like the one does when they have no notion how to answer a stupid question. She mirrored him again. She rolled her eyes in a full circle, an exaggerated question mark type movement, asking him what he was doing. He made another gesture to signal that he had no idea, no imagination mayhap, as to how to furnish the window display to attract the attention of future passers-by. Fidelia didn't know why, but she felt sorry for him. "Why do you look so perplexed, my dear Mr. Quandary Man? Have you no thought in your head or grand word to be said? Is your mind like a pineapple flan? Why do you look so bewildered, my dear Mr. Quandary Man? Is it not your intention to show some invention? You must try it. Try if you can. Why do you look so befuddled, my dear Mr. Quandary Man? If you're stuck on a task, you have only to ask, and I'll do what I can, if I can." Like her father, sometimes Fidelia's mind worked in rhymes. They just popped into her head, crowding out logical thought. And like father, she never actually wrote them down, though she was able to bring them to mind later. She remembered many of father's poems by heart. Was that why the phrase was coined? Because you always remembered things that were close to your heart? Fidelia pursed her lips and looked down, thinking, scheming, cogitating. When she lifted her eyes again to the man, they twinkled. A wry smile crinkled her mouth and dimpled her cheeks. She had an idea. Jasper Godwin didn't know what to make of the little girl. Something about her eyes had captivated him, and he couldn't get her face out of his mind. None of the other children who scuffled around outside for a peek in the window were worth a second glance. But this girl, for all her 8 or 9 years, had a serenity about her, a sadness but yet a wisdom, a solitude. Her eyes had searched his soul and laid bare his deceit. Was his jiggery-pokery so transparent? His mind felt blank. Had she read his thoughts, emptied his head of the clutter of his dishonest past? Jasper Godwin was not proud of himself, but he was trying to set his life on a more positive bearing.